This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Countries across Europe considered new curbs on movement on Tuesday, while U.S. President Joe Biden appealed to all Americans to get vaccinated to fight the Omicron variant sweeping the world days before the second Christmas of the pandemic. Omicron infections are multiplying across Europe, the United States, and Asia. Biden said at the White House, quote, "If you're not fully vaccinated, you have good reason to be concerned." He unveiled plans to buy 500 million rapid COVID-19 tests to be distributed for free to Americans who request them starting in January. Biden also activated some 1,000 military medical personnel to support hospitals already being overwhelmed. Omicron now accounts for 73% of all new cases in the United States, up from less than 1% at the beginning of the month. As of Tuesday, the variant has been confirmed in 106 countries, according to the World Health Organization, after it was first detected last month in southern Africa and Hong Kong. Israel announced on Tuesday it will offer a fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccine to people older than 60, amid concern about the spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. A health ministry expert panel recommended the fourth shot, a decision that was swiftly welcomed by Prime Minister Naftali Bennett as, quote, "great news that will help us overcome the Omicron wave that is spreading around the world." Although the decision is pending formal approval by senior health officials, Bennett urged Israelis to get the dose as soon as possible. The decision follows the first known death in Israel of a patient with the Omicron variant. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 160 migrants have drowned off Libya's coast after their boat sank over the past week, the International Organization for Migration said on Tuesday. Quote, "During the past week, at least 160 lives were lost in the central Mediterranean off the coast of Libya," said a spokesperson for the Geneva-based UN agency. Quote, "Nearly 1,500 migrants drowned on the route this year," she wrote on Twitter. The IOM said that 466 migrants were intercepted or rescued at sea and returned to Libya between December 12th and 18th. The United Nations Human Rights Office on Tuesday called for an independent investigation into allegations of sexual violence, including rape and gang rape, during mass anti-coup protests in Sudan earlier this week. A spokesperson for the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva said they received what she called disturbing reports alleging 13 women and girls were raped or gang raped in the demonstrations on Sunday in the capital, Khartoum. Tens of thousands of Sudanese took to the streets in Khartoum and elsewhere in Sudan on Sunday, marking the third anniversary of the uprising that forced the removal of autocrat Omar al-Bashir in April 2019. The rallies turned violent in many places as security forces moved against the protesters. At least two people were killed and over 300 others were wounded, according to the Sudan Doctors Committee, a professional medical union. West African Regional Bloc ECOWAS hopes Mali's transitional authorities will finalize a date for elections before the end of this year. Its envoy, former Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan, said on Tuesday after meeting interim leaders. An ECOWAS delegation visited the Malian capital, Bamako, to assess progress towards promised elections following a military coup in August. The bloc has threatened additional economic sanctions if no concrete progress is made by the end of December. And the UN chief warned Tuesday the international community is unlikely to come forth with much-needed support for Lebanon amid its persistent government paralysis as the country struggles through a very dramatic crisis. Antonio Guterres' remarks came at the end of his three-day visit, during which he repeatedly urged Lebanon's political leadership to work together to resolve the economic and financial crisis. The crisis has pushed more than three-quarters of Lebanon's population of 6 million into poverty. The national currency is in perpetual collapse, while the Lebanese blame the political leadership for years of corruption and mismanagement. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.